Tom, are you sure you know where we're going? Only it feels like we've been driving forever. Why on earth are we coming all the way out here?
You'll see, we're nearly there. Just around this bend and... Oh, sorry about the potholes. There, do you see?
What? That?
Yeah, that building with the domed roof.
Wow, nestling in the woods like that. How absolutely beautiful. What is it? Some kind of Georgian folly?
Should have a great view, don't you think? If you cleared the trees. Just the sort of thing we've been looking for, I thought.
I don't know. It looks awfully run down.
Well, we wanted a project, something we could make our mark on, something truly remarkable. It fits the bill perfectly. Let's have a look around.
Will we even be able to get near it? Looks like the track peters out any minute.
Should have brought walking boots. Look, I'll park here and then I think we can force a path through the trees just over there. We'd have to tear all these bushes out, of course, make a proper driveway.
Fantastic! Must have been empty a while, though. The ivy is starting to creep in through the fanlight.
Better for us. I reckon I can reach through and undo the door latch.
Tom, are you sure?
Who's going to complain? No one's going to be living in a wreck like this.
I don't know. Maybe we should leave it alone. It's getting dark.
Yeah, weird. It's not that late. There must be a storm building. We can shelter inside. The way the temperature's dropping, it must be coming on fast. We'd never get back to the car before it anyway, so we might as well look around.
This is incredible! The way those beams curve as they arch up to the dome. And such intricate carving. Like petals. Not a straight line anywhere. It's practically alive.
How can you tell in this light? The windows are so dirty. I don't suppose you brought a torch. Is that a balcony round the dome? I wonder if we can find a way up. We might get a better idea of what we want to change from up there.
Oh, Tom, be careful. Are you sure it's safe?
I won't go far. Let's try that door over there. Funny, this corridor looks like it goes on forever. The place didn't seem that big from outside. It must go back into the hill or something. Come on, I think I can see some stairs.
Where? I don't see them.
Over here, just keep straight ahead.
Tom, I can't see you. Tom, where are you? Don't mess about. Oh my God, what was that? Something touched my hair. Stop trying to scare me, Tom!
Don't be silly, I'm over here. It's just a strand of ivy.
But there is no ivy. It hasn't grown this far.
Yes, it has. It's all over the place. Look, why not go back down to the hall if you're worried?
OK, yeah. Tom, where's the door?
Are you trying to scare me now? It must be right behind you.
No, it isn't. There's just the wall. And ivy. All this ivy. That wasn't...
What?
Nothing. I must have imagined it. I could have sworn it wasn't there before. Anyway, I must have got twisted round. I can't find the door!
Well, come over here then. I just want to check out the dome and then we'll work our way back together. Ow!
You okay?
Fine. I just tripped. The damned ivy looped itself around my ankle. Never mind, we can soon rip it out if we take the place on. Look, I'll see you up there.
Tom, I still can't see the stairs.
Just walk towards my voice.
I can't. There's no way through. Just all this ivy. It's like the more I try to move towards you, the thicker it gets. I can't breathe. I've got to get out of here. Tom!
Di, are you all right? Hold on, I'm coming back down. What? How did that happen? The stairs. Covered in ivy. It's everywhere. No! Please, no! Ah!
Okay, D.I. Talbot, fill me in.
Yes, Super. It's just through here. Very strange the way he's hanging, sir. Right in the middle of the dome, just a single strand of ivy tight around his throat. You wouldn't think it'd have the strength to hold him.
What's the thinking so far?
I don't know. Suicide, maybe? Unless you fancy the wife for it. Though I don't see how she'd get a grown man over the balcony rail.
Accidental?
He'd have been bloody unlucky to get caught up like that by accident, sir.
Won't be that hard, surely. Ivy everywhere, the wife said.
Ivy everywhere, sir? No, hardly any. Tidy little house, actually. If a bit lonely, might even be better with some more greenery around the place.
In The Folly and the Ivy by Francis Watson, Diana was played by Rebecca Fullick, Tom by Andy Metcalf, Hepburn by James Shepherd, and Talbot by Leighton Narby. The director was Marley Edwards.